This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Ministry of Home Affairs unveiled the country's new national counter-terrorism policy and strategy titled Prahar. The strategy outlines the comprehensive framework to address evolving terror threats using a proactive approach to prevent and counter terrorist threats. Prahar stands for Prevention of Terror Attacks to Protect Indian Citizens and Interests, Responses which are swift and proportionate to the threat posed, Aggregating internal capacities for achieving synergy in a whole-of-government approach, Human rights and rule of law-based processes for mitigation of threats, Attenuating the conditions enabling terrorism including radicalization, Aligning and shaping the international efforts to counter terrorism, and Recovery and resilience through a whole-of-society approach. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written a letter to the people of West Bengal, appealing to them to join the development journey. Issued in Bengali and Hindi, the letter outlines the Prime Minister's appeal to the electorate and presented BJP's development vision for the state. He said in a few months, the fate of the state will be decided. Mr. Modi said the future of the next generation depends on the careful choices made by the people of the state. He said the irreparable damage that West Bengal has suffered due to mismanagement and appeasement politics in the last 6 decades is indescribable. The Prime Minister said despite the state government's utter non-cooperation and hostility, crores of people in West Bengal have come under the ambit of banking services under Jan Dhan Yojana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the PM Surya Ghar scheme is a commendable milestone in the country's clean energy journey. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Modi complimented those who embraced rooftop solar power, thereby boosting savings, sustainability and self-reliance. The Union Minister noted in his post that 30 lakh households across the nation are now empowered with rooftop solar power under the scheme. Israel's ambassador to India, Reuven Azar, said that Israel is excited to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi this week, noting that the two nations will move forward decisively during his visit. In a social media post, he said that when India and Israel come together, it's never just a meeting, but a partnership built on trust, guided by a clear understanding of the challenges and powered by innovation. Highlighting that both the countries are moving forward to sign a free trade agreement, the Israeli ambassador stated that India and Israel will deepen defense partnership by updating security agreements during Prime Minister Modi's visit. Ambassador of India to Israel, J.P. Singh, has said that Prime Minister Modi's visit to Israel will be a historic one. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Mr. Singh called it a historic visit and elaborated upon the Prime Minister's engagements in Israel. A Beechcraft C-90 aircraft operated by Redbird Airways Private Limited crashed in Jharkhand last evening while operating a medical evacuation or air ambulance flight from Ranchi to Delhi. In a statement, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, said the aircraft had 7 passengers on board, including 2 crew members. According to DGCA's statement, the flight departed from Ranchi at 7:11 p.m. Statement said that after establishing contact with Kolkata Air Traffic Control, the aircraft lost communication and radar contact at around 7:34 p.m. The last known position of the aircraft was approximately 100 nautical miles southeast of Varanasi. The regulator further stated that the aircraft subsequently crashed in Kasaria Panchayat of Chatra district in Jharkhand. In ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies defeated Zimbabwe by 107 runs in the Super 8 Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 255 runs set by West Indies, Zimbabwe scored only 147 runs in 17.4 overs. Put in to bat first, West Indies scored 254 runs for a loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Zimbabwe won the toss and opted to bowl. And in Jammu and Kashmir, the second chapter of Khelo India Winter Games kicked off yesterday at the world-famous tourist destination Gulmarg. Around 1,000 athletes and officials from various states and UTs will take part in the event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.